This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, moving on fast. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Got your corn tickets coming up in 14 minutes. David Culley going to meet with the media around 2. Tyrod Taylor about 2 for the first time. Kind of a tough spot for Tyrod Taylor to be in, because Tyrod Taylor is like the ultimate professional.
Yeah.
Like this guy is, I mean, like, honestly, like, when it comes to maximizing what you've got, Tyrod Taylor, I think he was like a 6th-round pick, 7th-round pick out of Virginia Tech. I think there was even talk, this might warrant a race card, of him playing wide receiver when he came to the NFL.
Race card!
Back up in Baltimore for a long time, went to Buffalo, got a chance to become a starter, went to Cleveland, paved the way for Baker Mayfield, and goes to Los Angeles, started like 50 games in his NFL career. The ultimate professional, and a guy that his teammates immediately respect. There's a reason that guys are going and working out with him in Florida and whatnot. The fact that Tyrod Taylor has basically been hidden since March, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And what makes it even crazier is that when it comes to guys that I think, if you just ask me to list guys that I would want representing my organization and I would want meeting with the media, it's strange enough that the Texans are the only team in the NFL of the 14 teams that are going to have new quarterbacks that haven't made their guy available. But I think this would be the guy that is more capable of going up there and handling himself and representing the organization well, more so than most of the guys in that building right now.
I think you're absolutely correct on that, and it's not Tyrod Taylor's call. There are players who, at this point in the offseason, you know, you're at OTAs, they may request an interview, especially since it's going to be Zoom and stuff, that you can easily get out of an interview. I don't think Tyrod Taylor wanted to get out of anything because of what you just said. He's talked about someone taking his job in Cleveland when they drafted Baker Mayfield.
Last year, someone did take his job.
And then last year with Herbert, you know, he's handled these press conferences before. He can handle, hey, what did you think? Have you seen Deshaun Watson? What do you think about Davis Mills? Did they draft him? You know, how soon do you expect he'll be pushing you? He can handle all of that. What's going on here is what's been going on for 2 years. It's micromanagement, it's paranoia, and it's Jack Easterby and anyone who falls in line with his line of thinking avoiding an uncomfortable topic, an uncomfortable moment. When if you just approach it head on, you just own it. What about Cora with the Astros? I mean, if you just approach it, discuss it, fall on the sword, yeah, he's gone, yeah, we're probably going to have to move on from him. We'll see. We have to do the go through the litigation, see how the settlement goes. No one asks again. I mean, maybe like a quick update, any update, you know, on Deshaun and where that's at. Instead, they're making it worse.
Yeah. Well, what exactly is, like, sometimes, like, when you're trying to keep a secret or you're trying to protect something, you go too far, and then all of a sudden, like, what wouldn't have been like assumed or wouldn't have been pressed, all of a sudden gets pressed. Like, if Tyrod Taylor would have been made available to the media in March, I wouldn't have sat here and said, oh, my gosh, what is Tyrod Taylor going to say?
Yeah.
I just really wouldn't have said that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the other part of it is when people's minds start to wander. Well, I wonder if he is, you know, upset about this and doesn't like Davis Mills being here and doesn't want to be in that uncomfortable position. When I don't think that's the case at all. When we hear from Tyrod Taylor, we're going to hear a professional handling it the right way. But the only reason we're going to do, I feel, we are going to hear from him is because the pressure that McClain and others have put on, including the national media, and mocking them for doing this and for hiding.
It is kind of depressing, though, that, I mean, I think we'd already accepted it. We'd accepted it, hell, damn near 6 months now, that Deshaun Watson wasn't going to be the quarterback. But the Texans have the worst starting quarterback situation in the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel safe saying that. I don't think there's another team in the NFL that has a less intriguing, more of a yawn starting quarterback situation than the Houston Texans. I mean, we went through every squad. I don't even know if there's anything that there's any of them that are really debatable. So it is kind of the harsh reality. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, Sean Pendergast out there holding down court, the guy that you want to update you on what's going on at practice. I don't think anyone has a better pulse of what the loopholes. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. What they want to know, what you want to know. He's got a very good pulse of things. So Sean's going to give us a report at 1 o'clock. We'll hear from him. Deshaun Watson not out there. In case you were wondering, because they've made it seem like it's kind of possible that he could just show up. I don't know. I know McClain has talked about, you know, him showing up like Stone Cold Steve Austin with a lifted truck and spraying Cal McNair with beer so that he can make his $10.5 million. But no lifted truck, no glass breaking with Deshaun Watson. He's not on the field.
Well, and it is going to be interesting. They are kind of developing a little bit here, or evolving, whatever you want to say, because reportedly, and Sean will let us know here in about 50 minutes or so, they are going to have the actual offense on the field. So there's not going to be any real way you can deny that Deshaun is not here, because if that does happen, you're going to see Tyrod Taylor, you're going to see Davis Mills, you're going to see Jeff Driscoll, you're not going to see Deshaun Watson. So after Tyrod Taylor, then you're going to hear on with Clinton Show, David Culley. He can't sit there and say, we're not going to discuss that, when it's going to be very obvious that he's not on the field, if that does happen.
We're Andrew Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. The reality is going to set in. Tyrod Taylor is the starting quarterback for your Texans. You'll hear him for the first time. You'll hear from Sean Pendergast. You don't want to miss that. I always love me a good Pender update live from practice. Let's go to the phone line, 713-572-4610, if you want to get in. Wood, what's up?
All right. Hey, Deshaun don't have to show up into the mandatory training camp in July. So all this, he's not here right now. Don't worry about all that.
Okay.
July is when the ball start rolling.
All right.
Okay. Lopez, yesterday you made a comment about the Texans most likely putting this team together to start trying to stockpile draft picks, this and that. I don't have confidence in this team as far as their draft picks, even with Nick Caserio.
I got you.
Caserio. Right. Because right now he has shown me that he has gave away a fourth round draft pick to move up to get the quarterback, which would turn out to be a third round quarterback draft pick next year because of how we're going to pick. We gave up a sixth round draft pick to get a quarterback, and we cut him already because we brought in too many quarterbacks. And then we had these geriatric running backs. We have all of these players that we are not going anywhere as far as a direction. Then we have a head coach. If the enemy was here, at least we would have had a head coach could have gave Nick Caserio a direction of what he needs to put together. Not all these geriatric running backs and linebackers. My question would be,
and they traded the fourth for the wide receiver. They stayed put on the wide. What makes you think Eric Bieniemy would be able to give Nick Caserio the direction? I'm just asking.
Because at least the enemy have a foundation where he's coming from with Philadelphia, with Andy Reid, with Kansas City. He knows how to run an
David
offense.
Coley coached so, with David Coley, though, coached with Andy Reid longer than anyone.
Yeah, but he wasn't an offensive guy and the guy that called the plays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now that's what I'm talking about. We need a true head coach. Nick Caserio is a little bit over his head. Right now, we have so many people in this organization that are not football people. We have a chaplain that's running the football organization. That's the reason why. Now, y'all want to try to say that there was a reason why the players didn't have their names and numbers on their back. No, they was incompetent. That's what this was going on here.
I don't know if I'd agree. I'll agree with a lot of what you're talking about, but I don't know if I'll agree with that.
Appreciate you, Wade.
I mean, high schoolers know how to do that. What I will say about that call, and appreciate it, that they are we can't tell what Nick Caserio is going to be. I don't know if I have confidence in him as someone who can use these picks right or not.
You can judge him this year.
You can't.
He's in a weird spot. I mean, you can
first
judge
pick wasn't the third round.
I mean, I think Nick Caserio can clear his he can at least like distance himself from what things were when he got here. Easterby can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
no, Easterby is always tied with what he's done.
All right, let's do a giveaway. Volume 3, Korn is coming to town. Who makes more sense, David Culley or Korn? Let's start with the head coach of the Houston Texans, who you'll hear at 2 o'clock. Right now he's 0-2 against Korn. Let's see if he falls to 0-3. Here's David Culley.
Well, the thing about primetime is that when we play a game for our players, you know that you're the game. Everybody in the league is watching. There's okay. something special about that, whether it's Monday, Thursday, Sunday night, whenever it may be. As a player, from what I've gathered through this league and been around guys, is that there is something about, okay, I want to make sure I got my A game tonight. Joe's looking at me tonight, and
who?
He's going to call me after the game and going to talk to me about certain things, and I want to make sure that when I do, I tell him that, you know, hey, I took care of my business tonight.
Before Joe, he had me.
Yeah,
that's probably his best showing so far, David Culley.
He's it was. We never did quite figure out who Joe was.
Still have no idea.
Yeah,
no clue. Here is Korn. So who makes more sense, David Culley there with Joe or Korn? What? I think this might be Coley's first dub. I think Culley might have it. I think we might have a equalizer tomorrow.
I'll agree with you. I'm just sitting here thinking, how does Korn like get in a studio and write a song?
No, they have some good music.
No,
but,
I know that.
But he just does that in between.
I'm talking about the lyric.
No, their lyrics are nice. This is like an escape.
Right?
Yeah. This is just like a rage. They have some really good songs.
No, I'm familiar. Our former program director had their poster in his office.
Oh my god, with the eyebrow ring.
Yeah,
just rocking the eyebrow ring at the business meeting doesn't work out too well for you.
It worked.
I don't think so. No, he'll have like some deep lyrics that you feel like you know you're evaluating life, and then all of a sudden he'll just feel the need to go doom da da doom da da. I think Culley wins that one. Speaking of winning. Let's give you a chance now to win a pair of tickets to see Korn. 713-572-4610. Caller number 5. Caller number 5, you will win a pair of tickets to see Korn September 19th at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. Tickets go on sale at livenation.com. Coming up, we need you to bark. We need barks. Calling all barkers. There's a dog in the Astros clubhouse. And he needs a sound bites. We need your help. Next.
His trouble with dogs. I mean, he loved dogs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Framber Valdez is a dog. You can feel the energy. Little pit bull out there. Mad dog. Shout out to Mad Dog Maddox. Valdez is here. We didn't think he was going to be here, and he is a dog, to say the very least. This was Framber Valdez with Julia Morales yesterday on AT&T Sportsnet after he struck out 10 in 7 innings. Here is the dog himself, Framber Valdez.
What was the adjustment that you made at the bottom half of that first inning?
Easy, man, easy.
There was a time where you didn't know if you were going to pitch this season, and here you are with two great, strong, really good starts to begin your season here in 2021. What has allowed you to do that? How about right now, 4-game winning streak? How does it feel right now? How's this team feeling?
Chill out, man.
Gracias to both of you.
All right. Framber Valdez right there, courtesy of AT&T Sportsnet. That's what he sounded like. I think we need loopholes here. 713-572-4610. We need the best, because we know Figgy is the king of the sound clip, best in the world at what he do. But we need we need an actual bark that best represents Framber Valdez. So I guess I'm kind of going Akeem Coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily trying to take it to this level, but we need you to call in 713-572-4610. In the spirit of the dog, the pit bull, Framber Valdez, we need the best bark. And that bark will live on forever, and it will be the official sound clip bark. Every time that Framber's on there.
Okay.
713-572-4610. I do feel like I am Akeem from Coming to America. Here's one of the best maybe one of the best scenes of all time. This is what I'm basically asking you to do. 713-572-4610. We need barks much like this.
Ever since I was born, I've been trained to serve you.
Yes, I know this, but I would like to know about you. What do you like to do?
Whatever you like.
Are you saying that no matter what I tell you to do, you will do?
Yes, Your Highness.
Anything I say, you do?
Yes, Your Highness.
Bark like a dog.
I like that.
A big dog.
Woof, 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 woof.
That's going to be tough to beat. We might need to just use that one.
Yeah, that's good.
That's actually, that might be the Framber bark right there.
Mm-hmm.
Unless one of the loopholes can give a better one.
I have confidence in the loopholes.
You don't think that represents Framber?
That's a cute bark. That's like a little Shih Tzu or something.
Woof, woof, woof.
That's a Labrador.
713-572-4610. We need a Framber Valdez bark. Let's go to the phone lines. What's your name and give us your bark?
Yo, what's up, man? This is the show from H-Town, and this is that Framber bark, baby.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. Wow. I like the let's go.
He yeah, said okay. He said the show?
Yes.
Or the show?
The show, didn't he?
The show?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, that's gonna be tough to beat. Mark that one, Figgy. That's gonna be tough. All right, what's your name and give us the Framber bark. Go ahead.
Or not.
All right, what's your name and give us the Framber bark.
Ron.
Go for it.
That's a pretty good one. Man, I feel like that's though it, like if he gets in trouble in the fourth. I feel like that was the first inning bark.
That's the first inning bark. I just picture all these people like in a drive-thru and people are looking at him like, "Wait, what is going on in that car?"
Or they at the office.
At the office.
What is they doing over there?
Listening on the Odyssey app.
All right, what's your name and give us your bark?
Don.
People clearly like to bark. The Frombers got a big impact on this city.
We got some good barkers, man. All right, what's your name? Give us your Framber bark.
Timothy Kane.
No, that sounds like he's about to go on the DL.
That's a watchdog, yeah.
Know about that one, Timothy. I appreciate the effort. That sounds like he's getting neutered or something like that. All right, what's your name? Give us your Framber bark. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Let's get it.
Okay.
All right.
Did he say something at the end?
Yeah.
I think he was trying to incorporate Eddie Murphy in there, and he had a little Dr. Doolittle bark and then a speaking animal or something like that. All right. What's your name? Give us your bark.
Go. Man.
All right. What's your name? Give us your bark. Go.
Be ready.
All right. What's your name? Give us your bark.
This is the Coca-Cola Slanger.
Uh-oh.
And my bark over here is...
That's a confident bark
that's
right there.
That's terrifying.
That's a confident. That's like a Grinky bark.
That's terrifying.
That's not an OG a bark. Bark.
That's an OG bark.
Yeah, that's a don't mess. That's a don't mess with me. That's a, I've been around the
block. The impact Fromber's having on
Coca-Cola Slanger. You got people barking. All right, what's your name? Give us your Fromber bark.
Christmas Melvin.
Dude. That's that voice mad. Did not match that bark.
Yeah, that mad.
That guy scared the hell out of me.
That's a mad dog right there.
All right, what's your name? Give us your bark, Fromber style.
Pitbull. Arr, 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 tear his ass up.
What's your name? Give us your bark. How are people so good at barking?
You're not good at barking? I'm not good at barking.
Try.
I've never really tried. Yeah.
Try.
Woof.
What's your name? Give us your bark. Go ahead.
Anthony.
Go ahead, Anthony. What's your name? Give us your bark.
It's Keith.
Dude. I would say the first one in Coca-Cola Slanger, although Coca-Cola Slanger's like just too like.
Yeah, he's. There were some good ones.
What's your name? Give us your bark.
Matt.
Man, that's a one inning outing. What's your name? Give us your Fromber bark.
Lewis.
That's a strike out the side. That's a strike out the side right there. That's actually a peg someone and then throw your glove down and say, come fight me type of bark. All right. You got the last bark. What's your name and give us your Fromber bark?
Mary Beth.
Oh, yes. That sounds like a sweep to me.
All right, man.
That sounds like a sweep to me.
That's a chihuahua, boy.
That sounds like a sweep to me. No, that's a protector right there. Shout out to Mary Beth.
All right.
Total dog. I feel like Fromber Valdez might be one of the five most popular Astros right now.
Right now, for sure. Today.
I mean, and there's a lot of popular guys here. I just feel like as far as there's some guys that just drip that. Charisma,
it's
swagger,
that
grit.
It's what I told you earlier.
Really, plus, he's short and fat. He kind of looks like the underdog.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's got something
fat,
to
harsh.
Prove.
No, he's not fat. He's not. You know, he's kind of big.
I mean, he's big. But he's got something to prove every day in his mind. And as long as he keeps that going, that hunger, as I've said. Jeez. Is just going to make him better. It is. Oh, you can call it all you want, but it
he just
it
wants
is.
It more.
No, I didn't say that. I said he's got a hunger.
You can feel
you
the
agreed
intensity.
With me earlier on this. Why are you giving me a hard time now?
You can feel the intensity. Earlier today,
he attacks like a dog, which is why we had a segment of dogs barking. People barking like dogs. It fit. It just felt right.
Marconi, here we come. Yes. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. You said something troublingly brilliant.
Thank you.
Today, which got me thinking, what are the best retirement jobs? And what does it say that while John Lopez smacked me in the face with reality, it still kind of hurts next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Thank you for choosing Walmart.
Welcome to Walmart.
John, you said something earlier today that I'm going to call it brilliantly troubling.
Okay.
Because I think you summarized the situation that David Culley is in as head coach of the Houston Texans. And if you haven't heard it 6,945 times, David Culley is a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But in this situation, the Texans hired a head coach that, according to even him, most teams weren't interested in hiring. And I don't know how interested he was even in becoming a head coach, but out of nowhere, David Culley is the head coach of the Houston Texans, and the Houston Texans, with what is widely regarded as the worst roster in the NFL, the lowest expectations in the NFL, a disgruntled quarterback, and competition on the roster. By the way, they're on the field right now. We're going to get that pinned eruption, which a loophole called it on the text line.
I like that.
Which I like. A live practice update from the guy that you want most giving you those updates, Sean Pendergast. But with the situation as it is with David Culley, and he's made it clear his dream is to go back to Tennessee and be an assistant coach at his high school, and he said he took this job because it's one of 32 in the NFL. You described this job for David Culley as what?
A retirement job. This is the greatest retirement job in the history of retirement jobs. I all due respect, I know we have to say that a lot because he is well-liked and he is a nice guy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We've heard it a million times. But David Culley would not have this job under any other scenario. None. He wouldn't be counted on to lead this team under any other scenario. In other words, Casario's making all the big-time decisions. Jack Easterby's making all the other big-time decisions. Pep Hamilton's kind of running the offense. Tim Kelly is kind of the keeper of the offense. David Culley just has to walk around. You've used that term. I've used the term figurehead. You've used the term he's a walker. You know, certain guys are just walk-around head coaches. But even those guys have either become walk-around coaches because they need to trust or been made to use their coordinators more. Not because they didn't earn the right to become that head coach. David Culley has put in the time to deserve an interview and maybe an opportunity to become a head coach, but he never even was close before. He was not going to be a head coach in the NFL unless he was anointed to be the guy on this team that could just do what they told him. And we've seen evidence of that. He's done what they've told him when it comes to almost like he's reading from a teleprompter when it comes to answering questions about Deshaun Watson. This is a retirement job. He's never really made. I don't know what his salary was as an assistant coach early in his career.
It was a lot.
Or as an associate head coach with the Ravens. But it was a lot for you and me. It was not a lot in the NFL. I mean, most assistant coaches make anywhere from, you know, 50 or 60 at the entry level to maybe $1.5 million, you know, for the big stud coordinators or whatever. I'm guessing he made $500,000-$600,000 at the most. Now he's making $3.5 million. That's a retirement job. That's the job where the guy comes in and says, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. I'm just happy to be here. As we've heard him say, it's just one of 32.
How does it play out? Because I think the characteristics of David Culley, the personality, I think it could work out favorably. Or it could backfire. Do you think that there's a possibility that because David Culley is this guy that has awesome perspective, who is just grateful to have this opportunity, do you think that there's like a chance that maybe he is the right guy for this job because it is going to be stressful? Because I think there's a lot of coaches that could find themselves in this situation. They drive themselves nuts.
Yeah.
Like they would drive themselves crazy. I don't think he's necessarily built like that, but I do wonder with this added responsibility, with all the extra stuff that comes with being a head coach, could that lead have an opposite impact where David Culley finds himself, you know, stressed out and maybe just not really enjoying what he signed up for? How does the personality work out? I think it's to be determined, but how do
I don't
you
think
see
so.
It playing out?
I think he's just happy to be here. And it sounds
is he going to be happy to be here if, you know, they're getting their ass kicked every week?
Sure. I would be thrilled. I'm a guy that thought I might be out of the NFL. There's no guarantee he would have stayed in Baltimore.
No, they wanted him out. I mean, there's no guarantee. They were very happy to get those two third-round picks that they received for David Culley getting the gig. They were
think
very
about
happy.
It this
they
way.
Wanted him out in Baltimore.
Think about it this way.
Big time.
His options were go back to Tennessee and coach high school football.
Which he says is his dream job.
Or make $3.5 million as a figurehead head coach in the NFL. Let me think about that. I'm telling you, I would do the same thing. When they hired David Culley, he was a lame duck. Would you agree with that?
I know that Baltimore wanted to upgrade their passing game.
No,
I'm
talking about
him.
When the Texans hired David Culley, he was a lame duck already. He's not in their plans to be the guy that whenever they do, if they do get good and playoff contending and perhaps even more than that, he's not going to be the head coach.
No, I mean, when this roster's built, hopefully – to compete and the Texans feel good about it, I think that's when you'll be able to really, really judge Nick Caserio and what coach he hires. Because make no mistake about it, and I think we need to remember this when we talk about David Culley throughout the season, which I'm excited for the season because I think there's just a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of evaluation. And, you know, I'm happy to have a football team in Houston and be able to enjoy the week-to-week thing. But they could have hired Bill Belichick or Kyle Shanahan, and it wasn't going to make too much of a difference with this situation.
Yeah, but they might have been around for a while. And I think that's why they hired David Culley and they landed on him as the head coach, because even if they had made Pep Hamilton the head coach, I think Pep Hamilton would have put his stamp on things, tried to run things his own way, maybe organize and be a part of the draft even more. Whereas David Culley's like, what do y'all want me to do? You want me to stand out there and be funny and laugh and be positive? I can do that. We just don't want you to do too much football-wise or personnel-wise. Okay. And again, I'll say it again. I would absolutely sign up for that. I mean, who wouldn't? You know, you know, at his age, getting that money, your other option was maybe be unemployed. It's better than working at Astro World or Six Flags, you know, as a retirement job or working at, you know, at the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A as a retirement job or volunteering at your church.
I don't know. Chick-fil-A seems like a good work environment. By the way, breaking news here to Sports Radio 610. John Lopez might not have caught the memo, but Astro World is closed.
No, I know.
Not an option. Astro World closed.
I am very aware it broke my heart when it closed.
I don't know. You get a free season pass. That might be it's a pretty good perk.
I loved Astro World. Loved it.
I just liked the feeling when
I like
you
to go to
there.
The concerts.
I like being drenched in sweat and just sticky and seeing the gum all over the roller coaster rides.
Pretty disgusting, but I loved it.
That lemon chill as you're walking around.
What was that Texas Thunder?
It was like a good sweat.
What was that real good double loop roller coaster they had? Was it Texas Thunder or something like that? Thunder or something?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
713-572-4610. Your favorite Astro World.
Thunder something roller coaster was my favorite.
Jim, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead, sir.
What's up, guys? So I've been hearing about David Culley and stuff, and when I was watching the draft, something really, really just made a lot of sense. So the people in charge run this like a church camp. So we have the high council, the people who announced the draft pick. We have Janice, we have Hannah, and Calhoun. Yes, the young Calhoun. Under them, we have Jack Easterby. Now, you ask where's Cal, I'll explain that in a minute. Under Jack Easterby, we have Nick Casario. He's an actual GM, but and underneath him, we have the Pep Squad. The Pep Squad is all the assistant coaches. Now, you ask, where is Cal? Well, Cal, I know the reason why Cal has no furniture in his office. He's a billionaire and had virtual reality games too early, and he kept bumping his knees, so Janice took all of his furniture out of his office. Now, Janice watched Bob do business for his entire life, and now she's watched Cal do business. So he has no decision-making ability at all. He's just the line that the NFL wants. Now, as far as David Culley, he's our superhero. He is Captain Spirit. He's there for two reasons: exhibit positivity and talk about the Lord. And that's pretty much Dude. It. And you'll hear like different iterations of that over and over all year.
That's good. Although, he's the guy that greets the bus. Hey, everybody, welcome to Camp Cullyhood. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. If you have any problems, just give me a call. Everybody else is going to run the show, but I'm here for you. It's good.
The hell is wrong with you guys?
I like that. I like that.
What are y'all talking about right now?
The church camp greeter.
There's a greeter at church camp?
The guy that's kind of like,
I feel like everybody gets
the quote
greeted.
Director, but all the people that do the real work kind of make fun
do
of him.
Do kids still go to camps?
I never went to a camp in my life, ever. My kids went to a couple, but it was, nothing. Texas Tornado is the roller coaster.
Do kids still go to camps? 713-572-4610.
I'm sure.
Like nature camps?
All kinds of different camps. Math camps? There is a math camp. There is a science camp. Figgy, you never went to
math
science camp.
Camp?
You never went to math camp?
Hell no.
There's not a bigger buzzkill than having to waste one of your like field trips school. to a science museum.
Yeah.
That stinks.
I used to like it.
There's some good field trips, but then you start taking me to a science museum or something. No, I'm good.
You got
to
pay attention and learn.
I'm good.
I didn't like the quizzes on it. I just like to go.
Hey, we're going to take a field trip, guys. We're gonna get a break from learning, and we're going to take you to the science museum and learn about atoms.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, teacher. Calling sick that day.
Sometimes that's interesting. Bro, greased lightning.
That's not a break. That's not a break from learning. You taking me to a damn science museum? The hell are we doing? And you know how depressing it is when you go to the science museum and the kids decide, their mom gives them $5 or $10 or something, and it's like you go to the souvenir shop, mm-hmm. You're buying rocks. You're buying freaking rocks from the science museum. That's how bad the field trip is. Like, take the kids somewhere enjoyable. Take them to the pool. Something like that. Taking me to a science museum for my trip.
I made out on a sixth grade trip to the solitarium, I think is what it was called.
Made out what?
With a girl.
In sixth grade? Good for you.
Yeah, it was a good field trip.
You want to tell me where the weight room is too there, meathead? What are we sitting at the cafeteria table? You want to trade sandwiches too?
It just popped into mind.
You know Lopez. He's a lightweight, kind of creepy
You're
guy.
Bragging about making out with a girl on the bus in sixth grade. What is wrong
with
you?
No. On the field trip, in the room. I got in a little trouble.
John.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I just made an observation. We were watching all the stars.
Turning back the clock?
We were watching all the stars. And I think it's called the Solitarium, something like that. Shoulder my quads.
713-572-4610 to get in. 8140. We're going to hear from David Culley. Sean Pendergast going to give us a live practice report in the 1 o'clock hour. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Someone says, though, science museums are pretty interactive, so they make it fun. I don't want to interact about science when I'm taking a trip from learning.
Like, what was your favorite field trip?
Interactive is good. I don't want to go to
No, I'm science. Saying, what was your favorite field trip?
Sky Ranch.
What was that?
It's camp.
Oh, I'm talking Fourth about field grade. Trip.
It was a field trip, 3 days, Sky Ranch.
You went on a 3-day, dude.
Yeah. Public school. No, it was a public school.
I got to tell Stanford about this. Yeah, I got to tell Stanford about this old grapevine field trips they do up there.
Public school. This was Colleyville Elementary, Camp Sky Ranch.
You went on a 3-day field trip?
Yeah. Washington, D.C. in eighth grade. That only reason I got to go on that is because my mom was the guide.
What? Bad and
bullshit. Yeah, she was the
chaperone or whatever.
She was the the teacher. So we went there. I got to put the wreath on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It was an honor.
Yeah, it was very much an honor.
I was rocking my Tommy Hilfiger shirt, awkwardly tucked in with my bleach hair.
Only because your mom pulled some strings?
They took a vote. I was pretty...
and your mom counted them?
Nah, I don't think so. My peers respected
me. Wow, another vote for Landry. Go figure.
My peers thought I would do some service. The tomb was laid out very well.
Tombs usually are.
9955 on the text line. Is Landry just that bitter of a human being? He probably hates puppies, too. What's bitter about not wanting to go to a science museum for Christmas? Like, we got to use our criticism. We got to put some context there. What's bitter about? What is bitter about not wanting to go to a science museum for a field trip? Come on. That's not bitter.
I mean, it's better than nothing.
I like to.
No, it's not.
I got to admit, I'm kind of reluctant to do that. I used to stay in the classroom.
I would rather have recess. I would not want to skip recess and lunch. I would rather have lunch and recess and eat square pizza and go out there and play some wall ball than I would go to a science museum. Yes.
You're lying. Everybody lied. Because you got that.
I swear to God.
You got the bus ride. You got the lunch.
The bus
sometimes
ride.
Sometimes you had a picnic.
The McDonald's.
You had a picnic outside.
Yeah.
They had McDonald's? Good Lord.
Yeah.
The bus ride's stressful.
Dude, not everybody went to Colleyville Elementary. Right?
Yeah, no, McDonald's was
bring
a
our sack lunch.
Was big
bus.
Time,
yeah.
We had to bring our sack
we
lunch.
We like our school lunches.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, and you could, run around. You didn't have to have your own lunch, time or whatever.
Ridiculous. 713-572-4610 to get in. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What's up, Landry? We all know your name is Clarence, and you went to private school, but anyway, you're still cool. And Grease Lightning, Excalibur, Texas Cyclone, No Texas Tornado, those are all great rides, and Asheville should come back one day. And Deshaun Watson's been putting us on a higher, crazier ride than Asheville ever has.
Yeah, Grease Lightning was the one I was thinking of. I don't know why I said Thunder. I guess I could see the correlation there, but it was Grease Lightning. That was a hell of a ride at Astroworld. And, man, I would go on any field trip at all.
No, I would rather go to school than go to a science museum.
And, by the way, a texter corrected me. It's the planetarium. That's where I went, not the solitarium.
Yeah, I would rather go to school than a science museum for sure. Any day.
Shout out to Judy Keller.
Judy
Keller.
You know Lopez, he's a lightweight, kind of creepy guy.
Dude, you got problems, man.
I do not have problems.
You got serious problems.
What's in sixth grade? What sixth grader doesn't,
I don't, what sixth grader doesn't want to finish the sentence there, buddy? Go ahead. We're talking sixth grade. Go ahead. Let all the people know what their sixth graders are doing. Go ahead.
Have a wandering
there, role
eye.
Model.
Have a wandering eye.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. No thanks to the Science Museum.
All right, we picked up on that.
No thanks. David Coley, Tyrod Taylor going to meet with the media. First time that Tyrod Taylor has spoken today. He's an expert on these types of things. He's been in these type of situations. What do you want to hear from Tyrod Taylor?
I think what I want to hear is just, first of all, we should note, before we listen to Sean Pendergast, there are only three quarterbacks on the field today by most accounts, and you can guess which three those are and which one is not on the field today. But what I want to hear is just embracing, in his words, embracing what his role is going to be here. I want him to be able to understand that he's the starting quarterback, and I don't think he's going to relinquish much in terms of Davis Mills. Davis Mills is a third-round pick. As much as he's the only one we had to talk about because he was the first pick, he's still a third-round pick that has a lot to learn, that played 11 games in college. I don't think Tyrod Taylor is going to feel like much of a threat.
No, he's going to go up there. I do wonder if this is kind of going to be the reality that many people don't want to face, that it's your starting quarterback. I mean, we know it, but once you actually hear it, that's what it's going to be. And that maybe it's going to sink in. Maybe people are going to be a little bit disappointed.
Right.
That Tyrod, that you've gone from one of the best quarterback situations in the NFL to what many consider to be the worst starting quarterback situation in the NFL. I mean, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
What did Judy look like? People are asking on the text line, 5620.
She was a hot little number. Blonde hair, shoulder length hair, How do I put this?
Just chill.
Early development.
Chill. Dump that. Like a mofo.
You asked.
You know Lopez. He's a lightweight, kind of creepy guy.
Blonde.
You asked me what she looked like.
What's her name?
Judy Keller.
You think she's on Facebook?
There's probably a million Judy Kellers on Facebook.
Where's she from?
Texas.
Judy Keller. There's a dark-haired Julie Keller?
No, she was blonde.
Yeah.
Well, you're legitimately...
Like, did she go to Nebraska?
I have no idea. Look at you. Now who's the creeper?
She's a pool day. Oh, if this is Judy Keller, you did all
right. Is that right? Now you're going to have to send it to me.
Nah, I don't know if this is her or not. Seems like she's got grandkids. Which
In this world, she's out there going, why am I getting all these friend requests?
Who's this Samraj guy?
That's right.
And why is he sending me random wrestling countdowns?
Exactly.
Let's go around the NFL. Let's get a little practice update from Sean Pendergast, one of the best updates you can get. And let's answer the following question. Does anyone know where the weight room is? Round the league next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.